Well, I'll go ahead and jump. So everything you said is true. A huge turnout, a lot of support, a lot of interest, and participation. Channel 3, etc. A lot of numbers, right?
Oh, yeah, a great number of people. Let me go back here to the roll call, and we got 75 people checked in tonight, and that's not even counting the Channel 3 check-ins. Those numbers are about to be entered here. Well, so far, yeah, we did get them entered in. Thank you, Wes. The total for tonight is 137 people, including check-ins. So that's a pretty good number, folks. We got a lot going on.
That's huge. I talked to different people across the country and down the Bay Area and other places, and they sometimes ask about GMRS. Many places don't have much activity, and it could be, you know, fairly large cities, or not fairly large. Large cities always have it, but mid-size and stuff just don't. It just depends. This group out here is significant. I heard, oh gosh, years ago, that per capita, Josephine County, as far as licensed amateurs, ham radio, is above par. And then this GMRS, as far as quantity, wipes out a lot of the ham activity by many multipliers. So due to the interest and the availability of licenses and hardware and desire, it all works out pretty good.
It does, doesn't it? I'm sitting here looking at the amount of people on this roll call, GMRS license, who also have their ham license, and I'm looking at over 40 people out of the 75 who checked in have their, so that's more than half of the people also have their ham license, so that's a good number.
That's exceptional. That really is. You know, not only HF or 2 meters and et cetera, it offers a whole new world of activity. And a lot of these people I know have emergency backup power. You know, like you mentioned, if things go down, well, if we don't have emergency power, we go down too, be it solar or a generator or, you know, whatever form. And I know a lot of times that the net asks for that, what they might have for that, commercial power, battery, blah, 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 and all that. Yeah, very good. All right. Well, I think I'm going to go have some dinner and feed the dogs also.
Well, that sounds like a good plan, Steve. I think I'm going to do the same. I won't feed the dogs, but I will eat dinner and get back to doing my usual sewing projects and cooking and house cleaning and all these wonderful things that I love to do, crocheting and, you know, yeah, watching a movie here and there. So I hope you have a great night, and we'll talk to you soon. Getting the music stuff together to perform some music with you, my friend, and hopefully Wes and others can join us.
Absolutely. Looking forward to it. All in good time. I know what I wanted to mention. So I don't understand why Wes couldn't hear you on your Channel 3 base station. You know, your portable was weak to them. I hear you loud and clear, but we're line of sight. We might want to look one of these days and see what you're getting out for power and if your antenna's working right and all that. Obviously, they should have heard you on your base station, as you well know, and you went to your handheld to compare, which was a good idea.
Yeah, you know, Wes usually hears me, and he's usually pretty clear and loud. I can usually hear him very well. I usually don't have a problem. And then, you know, Cameron and Roger and all them, they hear me as well. So I think it just may be propagations today, but it doesn't hurt to always check the equipment. If you want to come on over here and help me do that, that would be awesome. And it's just a basic check, I think.
Well, it was suspicious. You know, you should just clobber those guys with a base station. Outside antenna, the whole works. Well, do be determined, but I sure caught my ear. If there's something wrong, boy, I'm on it.
Yeah, copy that. Thanks. Yeah, I didn't hear Wes at all. I didn't hear him talking at all, and I usually do, and he didn't hear me. Cameron, I heard. Cameron's a little closer. So anyway, just letting you know, and we'll talk soon about that. Thanks. Are there any other questions or discussions?
It's a quick one, Kimber. This is Ken, WRUA 709.
Hello, Ken. What you got?
Well, it looks like I managed to successfully follow on the spreadsheet. I still got a couple of questions, but it looks like I can maybe think about trying to get brave here.
You know, I like that idea very much, and you know, I don't know if you want to actually start next week. You have, you know, Ron and I are both in the background watching, and if you have a problem or need a correction, we're right there for you. And it's a really good, and we just stand behind our people, so you're not alone. So if you're willing to try it, if you'd like, if you think you can do that, and we can, you know, Ron or I can sit with you during the week, but you hear how to do it. You know, you read the script, you go through, and then you do the roll call, and then you go back to the script. There's tabs at the bottom of the Google Sheet there, and there's a procedure. So we read the preamble, we do the roll call, we do the intelligence brief, then we, you know, do the Channel 3 check-ins and close the net and ask for visitors. So you think you got that?
You know, I was, like I say, I was following around along. I was having a lot of trouble getting into the spreadsheet, and I finally managed to do that today. So a little more comfortable, as long as I can make that work properly. I think I'm okay with the rest of it. I'm sure I'll get tongue-tied a little bit, but, hey, never killed anybody, you know?
That's right. We all have to start somewhere. You know, and keep it short and sweet for the roll call. You know, you call their call sign and their name and let them check in, give their information, and you can just follow along and hit the little button there for their check-in. Thank them, always acknowledge that they checked in, and then go to the next one quickly and smoothly, and I'm sure you can do that.
Maybe. Anyway, my wife is laughing at me over here. Timber, thank you very much. Go ahead and go get some dinner and do whatever. But WRUA 709 Ken, I'll be monitoring for a little bit.
All right, Ken. And are you interested in starting next week or at least going to the roll call? And, you know, I can read Ron can read the preamble, and I can do the intelligence brief. All you would have to do is the roll call check-ins. Would you be interested in that?
And I'm looking at the calendar to make sure I don't have anything conflicting. Yes, I can do that.
All right. Well, let's talk about it during the week. And I think I have your email. I will email you or text. I'll send you my phone number, or Ron can, and you can text me anytime, and you can talk to him anytime. We can make it super easy for you. I'll do the preamble. You do the check, roll call checks, and then I can do the intelligence brief, or Ron can do the preamble, or vice versa, whatever. We'll work it out, but it would be great to have you on board next week. Thank you. Have a great evening, and thanks to your wife for putting up with this. And take care, everyone. Anybody, any other questions before I clear out?
WSAY 531.
WSAY 531. Go ahead.
Hey, Kimber, this is Craig. If Wes is going to continue to do his Morse code, maybe we should add an 80-meter check-in at the end just for a quick, you know, a CW thing.
Well, you know, that's a good discussion to have, and I can talk about it with the powers that be. Might be kind of fun. I don't have my general license, so I couldn't do that, but you guys probably all could. And I'm working on my general, so, yeah, we'll get there.
Yeah, we'll get there. I'll give Wes, I'll reach out to Wes individually, see if he wants to give that a shout sometime, just he and I. All right, thanks, Kimber. Great net tonight. Have a good night. WSAY 531.
Copy that, Craig. Sounds good. All right, you and Wes get together, and we'll talk soon. Any other questions, please come now.
Ken, this is Ron. Are you still there?
Affirmative.
If you just go ahead and bookmark that, and then all you got to do to bring it back up is just click on the bookmark, and it'll bring it right back.
Yeah, this is a very cranky computer, so I'm going to play with it a little bit during the week. I'll make sure I've got it figured out one way or another, and I'll probably end up talking to you and or Kimber during the week as well. You can give her my number because you do have my numbers.
I don't know if I've got your number at all. I've sent you emails, but I don't remember. I don't remember if we've talked on the phone or not. But unless you called me or something, I don't see your phone number.
I think I texted it one time or another, but that's okay. I'll you know what? It's stupid. I've got her email here, so I'll just text her as well. Anyway, WRUA 709, be monitoring.
Yeah, you're right. You did text it to me one time, so I just got to go look it up. Okay, well, talk to you later. WQRR330, and I'll be monitoring.
Copy that, guys. Yeah, Chan, you do have my email because you're on the list for the intelligence brief as well, and I got it down. If you don't email me within the next couple of days, I will email you, give you my information and a talk. And, yeah, it definitely helps to bookmark the page. And also, I send out the preamble in PDF format. So, and you can open that in another tab if you're having problems running the script on that, as well as read the whole script. You can do that separately, and we can even print out, I'll send you a simple PDF version of the list if you want to print it out so you can call it, just in case your internet goes out. That's always a possibility, pretty easy and simple. I'll send that PDF to you.
Why, thank you very much. Yeah, we'll figure it out. Like I said, I might stutter a little bit, but that never killed anybody, so not a problem.
Right, that never killed anybody, and I'm sure we'll get through it. All right, cool. You have a good night then, and I think that's it. Any other questions? Last call. Come now, please.